second Puerto Rico. I love scripture here. But it tells a great story that I hope we need this morning. I'm sure we do. Starting at the 22nd verse. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, forever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet ye had not made the earth, while as yet ye had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the earth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. And we're going to add a blessing to the reading of the word. Again, Father, we do ask, Lord, that you will bless this word. Lord, that it's your word and not mine. We ask you, God, just to use your servant this morning to deliver your message, Father, and not mine. We ask you, Lord, to be in this congregation, Lord, that you will open the hearts of each one of us that we might be able to hear what the Spirit says unto us. And we ask you, God, that we not only hear, but we be doers of the word. For Lord, we know that our work is short, our time is short, Father. And we ask, God, that you would continue to bless us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. These scriptures that I read to you, if you're looking at your Bibles, is probably entitled Wisdom, speaking of the one that was referred to here as wisdom, and that is correct. But the wisdom of God was the Word of God. And the Word of God was made flesh in Jesus Christ. So the one that he's speaking here is Jesus Christ, referring to him as we celebrate now the season of Christ's birth. When he was born physically here on this earth, we celebrate this each year, and a lot of folks think that this is the beginning. This was the beginning of Jesus Christ. Not so. He has been here forever. He has been here as long as God has been here. He has been here since in the beginning. When was the beginning? Nobody can say when the beginning was. But God was. And Jesus Christ was with him. Amazing sometimes to look and to hear and to read and see some of the things that the scientists have come up with, and some of the things that relate to the pre-existence of man. We got on record here that Jesus said it is history. It's not a fable. It's not a story. It's history. It happened. Jesus Christ was born. It was true. He was born of a Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Amen. He was A lot of folks would doubt that, would say, well, here there's some hanky-panky going on here, someplace like that. But believe it, brothers, sisters, Jesus Christ was born of God. It was God who made Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary. It was He and He alone. This was like 2,000 some years back. And that's not a really a long time. You know that? 2,000 years, you think about it. And we can look ourselves, probably a lot of us, back maybe 200 years or so when West Virginia became a state, we'll say, or this country was formed when they came across from England and landed down there and messed everything up. We can relate to that. Some 200. We'll go back 2,000 years when Christ was a little bitty baby, when he was born there in that manger in Bethlehem. And we can see that this was something new, but something old. He had been forever, but now he was being made man. He was being made man through the power, that same power that was in the beginning, that made the mountains, that made the rivers, that made the oceans, that made all these things. And I was telling the Bible study there with the evening when we were talking that I had just got an email from my son, and it was referring to some of the things that have been found that scientists can't explain. In the coal seams in West Virginia, coal is probably, how old is coal? Anybody know? I don't think anybody knows. They do these tests and all these things that scientists are supposed to be real smart about. And they date these objects that can date them through carbon dating or whatever it is, or what's that, DNAs and all that carrying on. They can date or figure out exactly what was. But in the coal seams, which are supposed to be millions of years old, coal being made through heat and pressure in the earth with the degeneration of the animals and plants and what have you. Oh? Plants and animals? Millions of years ago? Woo! Wait a minute now. They found in a coal seam, in a lump of coal, a chalice. Cup. Perfectly formed cup with flower arrangements on the outside of that cup. Perfectly formed, not deteriorated, out of a metal that they could not identify. Some sort of an alloy, but they could not place nothing that we have today would come close to it. Wow. Now wait a minute here. We go back 2,000 years. See, Christ was there, but he was also on back. They found him in West Virginia. Supposedly. Now I'm taking this as it was written, so I suppose they had proof to back it up. But they found in a coal seam in West Virginia, down in the southern part of the state, they found a leg of a human in a coal seam. Yeah. Some millions of years old, these things. And ever so many, they listed and listed and listed and listed objects that were found back where they were mining, dug them out, pre-existing anything that anybody had ever dreamed about. And the scientists can't explain it. Metals that they don't know what was, and all this. So you see, Well, the writer of this little piece there in that story, he brought forth the fact that God has always been. These things that they're finding now are proving the Bible completely. Yes, scientists are opening their eyes and reading the book for the first time. And they don't have to go out and do all this test and all this, that, and the other. They just open the book and read it. They find it right there. Yes. You see, we find our Savior, Jesus Christ, as he was born. But he was there before. If you'll read back in the book, I think it's Genesis, the first chapter, maybe the 26th verse. Maybe. But my mind is good. But he said, let us make man in our image. Yes, he said, let's take that monkey and make him a man. We'll he come out of the sea, he come out of the oceans, them little bugs that crawls around there. We're going to make man out of him. You see, this is the trash they're teaching in school today. Evolution. Yes. That man evolved from a little bitty something or another. Don't you believe it? Even those proofs that were brought forth. Had you heard the story that I just told you about the chalice and all this? Have you heard that? You hadn't heard that? Why not? Why don't you hear these things that are backing up the Bible?
Because
they don't want to hear it. Absolutely. They don't want to hear it. There's things happening every day proving God's word. It's happening all around and about us, but it is being covered up and put down. The media, these people that blast your ears on the TVs and done all these great things and stand up and boast about all that they have found, put down everything that God brings forth. They try to kill it. Just as they tried to put down Jesus. Yes. They tried to stop him. But it can't be stopped. You see, God's power is greater than anything on this earth, including. Yes. Go here. Dum dum. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to know that God is in control. Yes. If we but just allow it, if we just say, Lord, well, hey, I can't handle these things. You're going to have to take over for me. Now, it's a little old phrase I heard, and I kind of liked it, so I kind of adopted it. When I started having a little bit of problems and this, that, and the other thing, and things that either comes up that you can't handle, which I've been through here in the last couple of weeks or what have you. Anyhow, and you can say, Lord, your boy's in trouble. Need your help. I can't handle it, so you're going to have to. That's it. And he will. The amazing part of it is, he comes on the scene, he takes care. You can look back in a few days and say, wow, how he took care of me. Yes, we are coming to the season where we celebrate Christ's birth. God's gift to you and I, to all humanity, his gift to save the world. No other way could man be saved. There had to be paid a sacrifice. There had to be something greater than had ever been. Oh yes, they sacrificed their animals. They brought them to the altar, and that appeased God for a few minutes, for a year or so. Once a year they did this, and then, yeah. Is there anybody in here who hasn't sinned this week? Yeah? So you see, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. God knew that we needed something special to lift us up, to give us eternal life. And that's exactly what he did. He gave his only begotten Son. When he set forth, and that Virgin Mary conceived, brought forth that little bitty baby to save you and me, he left God. He left paradise. He left a place that we can't even comprehend. We can't even begin to think about it. But one day we will. But he left that place. He came to this earth for one purpose: to save the world, to make it possible that we could be saved. He prayed this morning. He's the reason God heard your prayer. On our own, we're nothing. He left that place of eternity to be with us, to be like us. He gave it all. Yes, he was in the beginning with the Father. He came to this earth as the Son, the little bitty baby. But better yet, he came to live within the hearts of each and every one of us. If we just but open it up and say, "Lord, come in." It's just that simple. And we make it so difficult. We say, "Well, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to do something else, you've got to do it my way, or you ain't saved." You're jerking around and say, "Well, yeah, you come over there, well, they don't know what they're doing, or this and over here, they don't know what they're doing." As long as we open our hearts and say, "Lord Jesus, come in. Make me new. Forgive me my sins. Help me to overcome all things that Satan would throw at me." Father, we thank you for the message. We thank you, Lord. You have been with us, Father, and we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will fill each one of us to the overflowing. Lord, that everyone that we meet, everyone that we see, will know, Father, that you do live within us. Oh God, that we might be a witness to those that are hurting, to those that are crying, to those that are seeking what they don't know what is. We ask you, God, to give us that which we can pass to them. For Lord, we're nothing, but you are everything. We thank you, Father, for, oh, this congregation, for this people, Lord, you have given me. I ask you, God, to keep them in the hollow of your hand. Keep them safe, Father, and use us, each one of us, to your glory. For we ask it in the name of Jesus.